Good morning and welcome to our another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Welcome to another beautiful fall day in Wisconsin.
But it's not too cold yet, and the snow is going to be flying later. But we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We have a pretty good show for you this morning. We have Kyle Fritz is here representing Bagelicious, and he's going to tell us about Bagelicious and the other companies that he started. He's going to have some very interesting information for you. So if you're interested in starting a business, stay tuned, and we'll give out the phone number in a few minutes to invite you to call in and ask Kyle some questions. First, we'd like to wish all the veterans a happy Veterans Day and thank all the veterans for their service and thank the families for the sacrifices they make while their spouses are serving their country. Both Randy and I are veterans. Randy was in the Civil War, and I was in World War I. Actually, we were both in the Vietnam conflict.
Right.
But we want to thank all the veterans for their service and acknowledge that. And it's a special time and a special sacrifice, but as we Americans know, it's all been worth it. We also want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in Appleton in the Fox Cities Chamber Building. Our SCORE chapter works with 8 counties from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac. We have about 41 mentors now in our chapter. And we provide free mentoring advice to business owners and those who are looking to start businesses. If you're looking to start a business, or if you have a business and you have some questions about how it's operating or how you want to grow it, contact us at the SCORE office at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org, or call us at the chamber number 734-7101. Register for an interview with a mentor, and we will be getting back to you and scheduling that session with you. And it's not just a one-time session. If you need repeat sessions, we'd be very happy to work with you. And some of the areas of expertise include marketing, accounting, banking and cash flow, intellectual properties. We have some legal assistance available, strategic planning. We have a lot of different areas.
Don't forget social media.
Social media.
That area especially. Franchising.
Yeah.
In other words, whatever your question is. The other nice thing about it is, of course, that the counseling is free.
It is free.
So,
And it's all confidential. And our mentors are basically put through a little bit of a training orientation program to help maximize the result for you, the client. So consider SCORE if you're looking to start a business or grow your business. In addition to the mentoring that SCORE does, we also conduct some educational seminars and sessions throughout the year, and we have another one coming up on December 11th.
Right. because of the response that we got, especially with having Kurt Haling on the air the other day talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, we got together with Kurt and a couple of other guest speakers to be able to put on about a 3-hour seminar on what's going on with the Affordable Health Care Act today. Mm-hmm. That program is going to be on December the 11th, which is a Wednesday. It'll be in the morning. Registration starting at 7:30. Program starts at 8 and runs to 11 o'clock. It'll be held out at the Bordini Center at the Venture Center, right across the road from the Fox Valley Tech off of Blue Mound Road. Mm-hmm. So, and as I said, the program itself is from 8 until 11. Our speakers are going to include Linda Hippus. Linda is
Hines.
I'm sorry, Linda Hines. Mm-hmm. She is a healthcare administrator and has about 11 years of experience in working with healthcare projects and questions for small business. That's her primary area.
She's also an expert in the IRS tax code.
Correct.
And she's from Ellsworth, Wisconsin. She works with Minnesota, Wisconsin. She does training around the Midwest.
Right. So she's going to be one of our three speakers.
Great resource.
The second person is going to be John Ulnes. John is local here and works primarily in the individual area of healthcare and can take it from the approach of the individual's needs.
He sells insurance.
He is an insurance agent and is right now right up to his earlobes trying to help people find insurance.
Randy, he's one of the few people who read the Health Care Act.
Yes.
All 2,000 pages.
Cover to cover.
And he's worked with the state of Wisconsin, the governor's office, and helping to bring education to companies and insurance companies and individuals on what this new health care bill is all about.
Right.
He's been doing this for 3-4 years.
Right, right. And then our third presenter is going to be Curt Haling from Albertson Haling, CPAs. And he will be approaching this more from a dollars and cents kind of idea, whether it's on your spreadsheet, what the cost is to go one way, the cost to go another way,
yeah.
Which way for your business planning works best.
Right. There are a lot of taxes buried in this program.
All kinds of things.
Kurt's going to help address those
right.
for us.
And what we're going to do is we're going to try to approach it, of course, from a clarification point of view, looking at what you need to know for planning and taking your steps that you need to do to work with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to stay away from the politics of the situation,
yep.
but we also will include enough time to be able to have people do about a half hour or more of question and answer period so that you can address your specific questions to each of the areas. So if you have questions from the business side, you have questions from the individual side, or questions on how do I really handle this for taxes and planning, this is going to be a fantastic program for people.
Our fee for that, the attendance fee?
The price on it is only $25.
Yeah,
and that will include
reasonable.
A coffee and donuts, so we'll have kind of a continental breakfast.
And there'll be some takeaways. The speakers are going to bring some handouts that you can take with you. And you're going to learn a great deal about this Affordable Care Act and how it affects you as an individual or you as a business owner with
right.
employees. How
right.
many employees do you have? We invite everyone to come, even folks with a lot of employees. If you want to learn something, Linda Hines and John Ulnis are two experts in this field.
Right.
And Kurt is a great CPA who's going to help you understand the accounting impact of this program on your business.
Right. So it should be an excellent program. It will be available on the SCORE website for registration beginning on Monday.
Okay.
So go
and
out.
That website?
That would be at foxcities.score.org. Yep. After a year now, I've learned how to do that.
Yep. We both trip up once in a while, but we get it right.
Yeah. Go out there. You'll see it under local programs, and you can register for it right there, take care of the fees and everything. And I said it will be up on the program on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things we're going to do in this seminar is we're going to ask those people who register to preview, send us a question. What do you want to learn by attending this seminar? And we're going to collect those questions and hand those to our guests, and we're going to try to drive those into our presentation by the three people. And I found in presentations I've done myself or attended before, when the audience has an opportunity to pose a question coming into the session, that it's going to be much more informative for everybody.
Okay, so, we'll be working on that part of the. That's going to be part of the project as far as our website.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be able to get that operational on ours.
So we hope to see you there on December 11th. We're going to be doing this year yet, so hopefully there's time after that seminar. If a business owner wants to make a change or something for their taxes,
right.
they still have some time in 2013 to do that to prepare for 2014.
Right. We'll be getting more information out on it.
Absolutely. But,
be aware it's coming up, and it should be very, very good, especially for the small business.
Stay tuned. I'd also like to thank our sponsors who help bring the program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs, Epiphany Law, Tuss House, an IT company that helps companies with managing the data in their companies and their systems. We also want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh, who provide assistance to Randy and me as we use our BizTalkWithScore.com website. Which reminds me, if you'd like to listen to some previous shows, they're archived out there for probably the last 2+ years at biztalkwithscore.com. So if you'd like to listen to some previous shows, we invite you to do that. And finally, we'd like to thank the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. As a business owner, for $20 a year, every other week you receive this periodical that brings information about what's going on in the business community to you so you can perform better and maybe find out that there are some folks out there you could network with. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We have a couple of alerts for you. We'll introduce Kyle, and we'll continue on with Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Welcome back this morning to Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us. Again, Tony Bush, Randy Melzer here, and we have ours. First, we're going to do some scam alerts. We have some BBB stuff, Business Bureau.
Yeah, as part of our partnership with the Better Business Bureau, and also in connection with the fact that Veterans Day coming up, this one is especially disturbing.
Yeah.
This is a scam that's going out, especially targeting veterans, people who are coming back from service right now and who are looking for jobs. This particular scam is offering security jobs or jobs as security guards and to contact this organization, and they want you then to send $150 for training before they will, give you the job and start the work. That's nothing but a scam. The best way to avoid it is the same as always. Anytime they ask for money in advance to do something, do not send the money.
Right.
No reputable organization is going to ask you for an upfront training fee of any kind.
And this is right out of the Better Business Bureau scam alert program.
Correct. So if you go out to their BBB website and take a look, they will give you the information on it. But please, especially veterans, this is a this is just disgusting.
It is.
Why people have this. But be very alert. There are people out there who are looking to take advantage of you, especially
Randy,
something like this.
Randy, your comment is the golden rule. Don't pay in advance.
Right.
You're always going to lose on those situations. So.
Right.
Thanks for sharing that. Any others?
On a brighter note, I have a real quick thing. I'm involved, of course, with the Y Service Club here in the Valley. And we are going to be doing our Christmas tree sale coming up the day after Thanksgiving and going all the way through then into December until we are sold out.
So that's November 29, Black Friday.
That's correct.
Friday or whatever they call it.
Yeah, we'll be setting up Friday morning and open hopefully for business by around 1 o'clock on Friday. And like I said, it runs then all the way through until we're sold out. We have 500 beautiful trees. They're going to be either balsams or Fraser's. We ask you to come in. All of the proceeds are used for the Y activities, all of the camping activities and so on. So it's going to be held at the parking lot at Festival Foods on Northland Avenue.
Yep.
And it's going to be a short selling season. You have to remember, Thanksgiving is going to be late this year.
And you sold your trees early last year, too.
We sold out in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, you were sold out. So get out there and buy those trees.
Yeah,
look for Randy and his little flickering Christmas tree suit. I had to say that, right?
We'll try to avoid that as much as possible, but we do have a lot of Y volunteers, people who are very, very, very willing to help. So come on out.
It's a great cause. Great cause. Yep. Thanks, Randy.
Okay.
Well, let's meet Kyle. Kyle Fritz from Bagelicious. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in the program this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and Bagelicious and your background as an entrepreneur and what prompted the starting of Bagelicious.
Well, started in about 2008, I guess, 2008. I took over Louie's Dogs, the hot dog stands downtown Appleton.
Sure.
So I've been doing that for about 5 years now. Just kind of decided at a young age that I wanted to work for myself. It didn't really make much sense for me to make somebody else a bunch of money when, I like doing a lot of that stuff, and I don't mind working, to be quite honest with you.
Right.
That's one of the key ingredients to being a good entrepreneur. So remember that, folks. If you don't enjoy working, don't try to be an entrepreneur.
That's not a 40-hour work week.
Very true, yes.
What prompted the starting of Bagelicious, Kyle? What was
payroll,
the thought?
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. When I started Louie's Dogs, like I said, about in 2008, I just really liked the downtown district. I work real close with ADI, Appleton Downtown Incorporated.
Yep.
I was a member of the Chamber of Commerce and stuff. I like all the organizations. I like everything about the downtown area. I decided after a couple of years that I wanted to get into some kind of brick and mortar business. I kind of was leaning more towards a bar at the time. I did check out a couple of different bars. Made an offer on one with a couple of other people, fell through kind of at the last minute towards closing, which in this case was probably more of a blessing. Shortly after that, the Starbucks location became available.
Mm-hmm.
We started checking it out. We knew right away that we loved the location. We wanted to do something with the spot. We just weren't exactly sure what we wanted to do. we knew right away that we didn't want it to be a bar, though. Mm-hmm. As much as I was leaning towards a bar, that just wasn't the place for it. Something along the lines of a coffee shop kind of made sense. Starbucks has been there for, I think it was 10 years.
A lot of years.
Yep. Again, we worked with ADI, Appleton Downtown Incorporated. We asked them what's lacking in mm-hmm. the downtown area. They said that there's no bagels, there's no donuts in the area. Just okay. kind
Those
of.
Those are hot items.
Yes.
When I worked downtown, we always had donuts at the bank or bagels or something.
Yeah. Sure.
Yep. So not to have that available, it's filling a need now.
Right.
Okay. And then, you know, the location itself, how, when you saw that as availability, did that kind of cement the deal for you, the fact that you could get that location?
It certainly did. Yeah, the location doesn't get much better. There's 7,500 people working in the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
Good portion of them go out to lunch almost on a daily basis. We knew that we wanted to reach out to that.
Okay.
Those
right.
demographics.
Okay. When we get back from the break, also, we know you have a lot of other areas that you're in as kind of a serial entrepreneur, and so we'll touch base on some of those also, but we'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, Kyle. We'll be back on the other side, give out the phone number, invite folks to call in, and we'll continue our conversation, learn more about you and your background and your business.
Sounds great.
You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Ton of money.
Yep.
A wheelbarrow load of money. A truck load of money going to the bank. How about that, Randy?
Yeah,
take your money to the bank.
As soon as the word money came up, Tony's eyes just lit up. So
yeah,
I can see he's...
That's good music.
Yeah,
that's fun music. We're here this morning with Kyle Fritz, who's the owner of Bagelicious, along with his partner. And if you'd like to give us a call this morning and ask Kyle some questions about how he met certain challenges in his business or about his business or anything, please do so. Our number is 281-1150 in Appleton. And outside Appleton, you can call us on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Kyle, when you started your business, the Bagelicious business, what was the date you started again, and how did it open up? What was your experience when you opened it up?
Well, we had a really aggressive timeline. Starbucks left that location on May 21st. We took the building over on July 1st. We knew right away that we wanted to be open by Oktoberfest. We knew that it was going to be good exposure.
Sure.
Made sense. So that gave us, I think, about 72 days or so to get everything
That's aggressive.
Where we needed it.
From start to finish, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We did our kind of soft opening for friends and family. It was an invite-only thing on Friday, September 21st, and we opened the doors on Monday, September 23rd.
Okay, well, I remember at Oktoberfest there for the Cruise the Ave, I stopped in, you were open, and had just gotten everything pretty much loosened up and ready to go. You were telling me what your hours were going to be that night. I was absolutely, you know, astounded. How long were you open for Oktoberfest weekend?
We opened up at 6 a.m. on that Friday morning, and then I think we closed at probably 10 p.m. for License to Cruise.
Okay.
Opened up again at 6 a.m. for Oktoberfest.
Wow. And went right straight through Saturday night then, your normal hours.
Yep.
And what do you have for normal hours?
Our hours are actually changing. We're switching into our winter hours starting on Monday. So Monday, our hours are going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Okay, so okay. A little bit more reasonable numbers as far as that's concerned.
Yep,
okay.
A little bit.
Kyle, when folks are listening, what can they expect to, what does Bagelicious offer? You offer bagels, obviously, and
yep.
What is the menu like?
Well, Kurt's my business partner. Mm-hmm. We worked very hard on our product. That was something that, you know, we never really butted heads with. We were always on the same line. We sampled tons and tons of different bagel selections and finally found the one that we like. We offer a little bit different menu than what you're going to find in a normal bagel store or a normal sandwich shop. We consider our products to be premium. We have a boiled bagel, which is a little bit better for you. There's no trans fats.
Really?
It gets you that outer crust and the nice chewy center. We have boar's head meat, no artificial flavors, no preservatives.
Really health conscious.
Yes, yep. Yeah. We try to be really health conscious, absolutely.
You also offer gluten-free food products.
We do. We work with Happy Belly's Bakery. Happy Belly's Bakery is 100% gluten-free. We also have a gluten-free bread that we're working with right now. We might change it up. We're still seeing if people like it, but we do offer a gluten-free bread so we can make the gluten-free sandwiches as well.
Okay. Now, when folks come in to enjoy a meal or a bagel, there's seating, there's booths, and
there
people
is.
Can sit around and visit and have a cup of coffee, huh?
Absolutely. We worked hard, and we decided right from the beginning that we wanted to maintain the atmosphere. That's something that people really liked, just the location coming in, the ambiance that they got when they sat down at the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. So as if I wanted to bring in one of my score clients and we could sit there over a cup of coffee and a sandwich and discuss their goals and so on, this would be a good place to do it.
Absolutely.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Kyle, like every business owner who goes into business, they plan things. And it sounds like from what you said already this morning, you've done a lot of research. You were working with ADI. You were considering other options of business for that location. You did a lot of research, and being an entrepreneur, you're used to doing that, and you enjoy doing it. But it starts with a business plan, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
And you have to have a business plan to really have a good chance to succeed if you're starting a business. How do you use your business plan? Well, everybody's different, and there's probably no right way, one-size-fits-all arrangement, but how do you use your business plan?
Well, first of all, it gives you a direction. It gives you a starting point, especially with a partnership. And honestly, a partnership is new to me. I've had my own business for 5 years now. And so now working with a partner, having to, discuss the decisions and giving everything a 50-50 consideration, having that business plan, having something that is on paper that we've both agreed with from the start, mm-hmm. Really helps to stay on task.
Avoid those little surprises here and there.
Yes, absolutely.
You review that occasionally every year, looking at differences, what's the next year going to look like? And
Well, with the new business, Bagalicious, it's constantly under review.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things that I can tell you about starting a new business or a business plan is be ready to make some changes.
Okay.
That's really good advice.
When we were talking a little earlier, like I said, Kyle is kind of a serial entrepreneur. One of the things we know about Bagalicious, but we also knew about Louis. Can you kind of walk us through the other things that you're involved in? I know you said you have a number of other things that you've started and how that all progressed.
Sure. Well, started out with Louis. When I took over Louis Dogs, they were just doing the bar close. They worked Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday nights downtown. I've worked over the number of years now to expand that. We're into the Farmers Market in Appleton, Farmers Market in Green Bay. We do the concert series all day long on Thursdays with ADI. There's a number of other events we do. We do a couple of corporate lunches mm-hmm. weekly. From there, I started the hot dog stand kind of to supplement my schooling. I still found myself with a little bit of time on my hands, developed a passion with plants.
Okay.
Met somebody that kind of shared that passion with me, and he owned a plant shop in the area. We started to do a little bit of tropical indoor landscaping and stuff. From there, we took it outside. Mm-hmm. We started a business called Tropical Sensations. We can actually go to your house and we'll transform your yard into a tropical paradise, basically, for the summer months.
The outside yard.
Yep, right. Absolutely.
Are there plants for the inside of the house, too?
We have plants for the inside of the house as well.
Really?
Now, that's a little departure from hot dogs.
It is, yep. But, it was my passion, and I still have a great passion for plants.
Okay, so this program is in operation. Louis is in operation.
Yep.
Now you you at one time well, in addition to the Bagelicious, you had something about popcorn.
Yep. About a year and a half ago now, we took over a popcorn operation. They primarily did the farmer's market downtown. It was Chloe's Popcorn. It's kettle corn, cheese corn. So we've been doing that as well for the last year and a half.
Okay, so they have that one going. And you expanded, Louis, you said you do things in Green Bay. Was there any other locations that you worked with it?
I was doing it in Madison for about a year.
Okay. Yep. How did that work out?
That one was a little bit more of a challenge. The distance is something hard to deal with, especially when the hours are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you try to run things at bar close up here, and obviously the hours are bar close down there as well. Well, you can't be two places at one time.
Okay, so employee problems?
Challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I would say challenges.
Okay.
Yes. How do you deal with employees, Kyle? You were talking during the break a little bit about part-time employees are working with you at the Bagelicious, and you've got these other entities going. There's a means to communicate with employees, and it's a two-way communication, and it's training and so on.
Well, one of my biggest things is communication. I don't let anything build up. If I ever have an issue, or if I ever think that anybody has any issue with me or what I'm doing, I like to address it immediately. I find that by just letting things go, it usually ends up being more of a problem in the end.
It's like a cut on your arm. If you don't take care of it, it's not going to heal properly, and things get worse, and they drive customers. The employees will drive customers away, or they'll start giving things away, and it goes bad.
Absolutely, yep. And you know, in my line of work, customer service is basically everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, where's your store again? It's on College Avenue.
It's the former Starbucks location.
Okay,
it's 101 East College Avenue. On the corner of Oneida Street and College Avenue.
Do you have a phone number or a Facebook?
Yep, we have both. Our phone number is 920-380-9097. We do encourage you to give us a call and ask us any questions. You can call in your orders. We do have a half dozen bagel deals, a dozen bagel deals. We give corporate discounts. We do have a boxed lunch program. So we encourage you guys to contact us and talk to us about any of that.
So if someone is working downtown and they want to have a bagel for lunch, they could call it ahead. We got three lunches we'd like to have. You can bag or box them up and come in and pay for it and walk out.
Yep. And, you know, if you're within a reasonable distance from the shop, and as long as we're staffed up enough, we'll even deliver it for you for no charge.
Really?
Yep, absolutely.
That's pretty nice.
That's a nice arrangement, yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that people really like about our establishment is, as well, is we do breakfast all day long. So if you want a breakfast sandwich for lunch, you can have that.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I remember
I'm learning something new every day. I mean, where I'm going to be eating breakfast and lunch now.
Yeah. I remember when Subway used to have breakfast sandwiches till a certain time of the day, and then they changed that and went longer.
Sure.
Because the consumers like that. They like to have an egg for lunch or something, or in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And you really have a focus on health food, healthy things. You were talking earlier about gluten and 100% pure and good stuff. Is that important?
That's very important to me. Having quality and also remaining local. It's a little condescending, I guess, because our bagels are an authentic New York style boiled bagel, but that was the best product that we could find. But there's definitely a lot of good things local. Our breakfast meats come from Cedar Creek. We get fresh, thick cut bacon a couple of times a week from them. They hand patty our sausage patties for us.
Randy, I'll buy you lunch.
Yeah, I can see this coming. Yeah,
brunch coming over at Bagelicious.
Right.
I already touched on the gluten free comes from Happy Belly's Bakery. They're local. I actually went to high school with the girl that owns that, Rebecca. They've been in business about as long as I have, about 3-4 years now with the hot dog stand, and they're really making a name for themselves and doing well. They just moved into their.
And they only do gluten-free bakery goods.
They do. Everything they have is gluten-free, correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, talking about all of the good things that you have and the fact that you've started a number of different programs, different businesses, and so on, can you tell us a little bit about some of the pitfalls that you've walked into, especially about Bagelicious, but on any of the other ones, as far as problems that you've had in getting things started? What do you see as far as the biggest problems you've had?
Well, when I first took over the hot dog stands, there were actually there was an ordinance against having hot dog stands in downtown Appleton.
That could be a problem.
What a time to take it over, right?
So, you know, a lot of people see me out on the streets and they think, oh, a hot dog stand, I'm going to go out, buy a hot dog stand and set it up on a corner and I'm going to make some money. Well, it's not even close to like that. There's a lot of politics that are into play. There's a lot of regulations, a lot of permits required. And so just wading through all of that and then starting a new business is hard enough. But then when you have to deal with the politics like I had to with the hot dog stand, going before the different municipal committees and the city council, just to kind of convince them that the hot dog stand should indeed be allowed.
Was a good idea.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So that was a challenge right off the bat.
So it's really entrepreneur slash politician. You have to go sell and get the permits and get the, all the permissions you need to do that.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, just expanding. Most of these fairs or different parties and stuff that are going on in the area have been working with food vendors for numerous years. So in order to build that relationship, just to get yourself into these different events can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Has the change in the Houdini Plaza, has that had an effect on that part of your business? Has that played into it, or pluses or minuses?
No, not really. No, I wouldn't say that it has much to do with it either way. I guess now that they've changed it, I do lunch out there a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah. All righty.
Yeah. All right. Kyle, with your businesses that you have now, what do you have you looked ahead? Have you dreamed a little bit or maybe a lot? You're very entrepreneurial. I know you dream, but
I'm definitely a dreamer.
What's it look like 10 years from now? What do you think you'll be doing 10 years from now?
Well,
who knows, but you must have some idea of what you like to be doing.
Yeah, you know, 10 years from now, I don't know exactly. I definitely want to take the bagels as far as I can. Mm-hmm. I think that we have a great thing going there. And obviously, we just opened our doors, so right now, this is just kind of a dream. But we would like to expand at some point.
Yep, another location?
Yeah, absolutely. Another location, another city. You know, I really enjoy my winter sports up here, but there comes a point in time about January, February where I'd much rather be in Florida. So if I could become a snowbird at some time, I'd be all right with that.
Well, when people start up a new business like you did with Bagelicious, I often advise them to think of it as making it duplicatable and write down your processes and procedures and make it duplicatable so that if the itch comes or the opportunity presents itself, you can open up another like store in another community or another part of town, and you start learning, and 2 and 3 and 4 can support this company more efficiently. And that's probably where you're headed with this.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's another very important role of the business plan, like you said, even though you're updating it on a regular basis, but having all of that detail in the business plan so that when you move it to the next one, it's in the box. You just roll it out and there it is.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, finish up the show with Kyle. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And we're talking this morning with Kyle Fritz, who's one of the owners of Bagelicious, and Kyle works very hard for his money. He's a serial entrepreneur, and we've been listening to his history of starting different businesses. He's very entrepreneurial, and he certainly realizes owning your own business is not a 40-hour-a-week gig.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, let's talk a little bit about some of the marketing efforts you're doing to promote the company. You offered you mentioned box lunches and so on. How do you spread the word? Do you have flyers? Do people come in for discounts?
We do. Mainly just kind of hitting the ground running, I guess. Myself and Kurt have built up relationships with people in the downtown area now for, you know, number of years.
Right.
So it's a little bit easier since we kind of have a lot of those contacts.
Go ahead. Yeah. And, you know, you said, you know, having started that as being part of the old Starbucks and so on, how have you changed now as far as branding your business? What are you doing in those areas real quick? Okay, one thing at a time. You know, just, you know, kind of elaborate on some of the branding ideas you have.
Sure. Well, it's kind of nice. People would come in, you know, the first few weeks that we were open and ask, oh, is this the old Starbucks? And now, rather than it being the old Starbucks, we're now Bagalicious.
Right.
Just customer service and presentation, I feel like, is everything. You got to treat people the way that you want to be treated. A good product definitely goes a long way as well.
Okay, strong atmosphere and so on.
Yep.
Did you want to mention anything about...
We will be giving a free small coffee to anybody that comes down and mentions that they heard the show.
Yep. How long is that offer good for?
We'll do that for the next week or two.
That's great.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. So, just go in and mention that you heard Kyle on the BizTalk radio show.
Yeah, we'll have to put that on a website. Yeah. We have a question from Sue. Good morning, Sue.
What is the difference between a bagel bun and a regular bun?
Good question.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned before, our bagels are boiled, so they're going to have a chewy outer crust. They're going to have a kind of an outer crust to them, and then a chewy center, where a bun's just going to kind of be soft all the way through. We also have a lot of different variations of our bagels. Currently, we have 20 different varieties available.
Okay.
We have, I think, about 5 more varieties that are on the way probably within the next few months here.
Great. Well, thank you for the question, Sue. That's a good question. What's the difference between a bagel and a bun? Thanks for responding, Kyle.
Yeah,
that's a good thing to know. As is our custom during the show, we ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom at the end of the program, something that you might have learned in your experiences that might help someone else. Do you have one or two that you want to share with us?
Sure. I guess I'd just say be prepared for a lot of ups and downs. Be prepared to make a lot of changes and review your business plan and your direction.
Okay. And one of the other things that you mentioned when we first started was to do what really works for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard I can feel you have a love for what you're doing, so that's important. Anybody starting out?
Yeah, absolutely. Figure out what works for you and work on making that better rather than trying to change who you are.
Exactly. Okay. And once again, where are you located, Kyle?
101 East College Avenue is Bagalicious, and you can find us at Bar Close now at the hot dog stands on Fridays and Saturday nights downtown.
What are your new hours?
Our new hours at Bagalicious are going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Great. Well, Kyle, thanks a lot for joining us this morning. It was great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. We're going to go down and have a Bagalicious.
Sounds good. Right. One other real quick thing. I just want to say hi to our friend Jim Rossetti, who was the father or founder of the show, who is celebrating his second year of his new show down in the Plymouth, Sheboygan area, his Biz Connection. He's on Saturday mornings after we are. We don't compete. So, but he's been up for 2 years, so congratulations Jim. There, Jim, and thank you for all your past help.
And I also want to repeat from Randy and I and everybody here at WHBY and at SCORE, we just want to acknowledge and thank all the veterans for their service. Monday is going to be a special day, so enjoy it and have a great weekend. Next weekend, we have a Badger bump. We're not going to be able to be on the show next weekend, but we'll be returning on November 30 with Todd Hansen, who's going to talk about creative ways to finance a business, which he just did. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.